Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get some over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no pride. Chill these niggas, want no pride. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Yes, for January the 9th, 2019. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, we have on here a special guest. Wrestling all over Florida and other areas also. You may see her on Impact with Sue Young's Dead Brides, mate. Give it up for Sophia Costello.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you so much. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Everything
good,
is good
I'm
at
blessed.
Wrestling It Factor Radio. Yes. It's just starting off the new year.
I know, right? It's been crazy.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I've always been a wrestling fan, but it wasn't until I was able to move to this country that I was able to start training to become an actual wrestler.
Awesome. You are from Costa Rica.
I am from Costa Rica. I was born and raised there for 16 years until I moved here when I was 16, and now it's been 4 years since I started training.
Awesome. Yes. Before wrestling, do you have an athletic background?
Yes, I was a dancer for 12 years prior to moving here. I did a little bit of everything, but I focused mainly on hip-hop and contemporary. But I always knew that I did want to wrestle. The only problem was that Costa Rica had no wrestling schools back in the day. Now there's only one that I actually had the chance to go and train there once, and it was wonderful. But since there was only one school and I was way too young to start training, I had to wait until I came to the States.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Any wrestlers in the business that you admire?
Yes, definitely. For sure, there are a lot of people, both in WWE and in the independent scene, that I look up to a lot because of their work ethic and how amazing they are both in and out of the ring, and they have great personalities. If you look at people like Mia Yim, she is in NXT right now, and she gave me a lot of advice when I was training and she was in the independent circuit.
Yes, definitely. She is definitely a very good women's wrestler, definitely.
She's wonderful.
And we could be seeing her soon to the main roster this year also.
Hopefully. I'm rooting for her all the way.
Yes. And what was it like training at Team Vision Dojo?
What was that? I'm sorry?
What was it like training at Team Vision Dojo? You started training there?
I do. I still do, and I love it. It's a lot of fun. You learn a lot. There are a lot of trainers that go there and help you with everything that you need, and it feels like a safe space. It feels very comfortable.
Definitely a good school, definitely.
Thank you.
Yes. And what's your memories of your first debut wrestling match?
I remember being very nervous. It was like 90 degrees outside, and it was an outside show for an event called Cuts for Kids. And I was freaking out. I was sweating like crazy. I was nervous. I didn't know. It was when it's your first match and when you feel like there's so much at stake, even though it's like nobody really ever remembers your first match, I feel, but it feels so much bigger than it really is. But it is really a big step that you're taking, and you want to make sure that you're doing a good job. And so I was nervous. I was terrified of it. But luckily, once I got through it, I was like, okay, this is not, as bad as I thought. It was so much fun, and I'm very happy that I was able to do it for an event that was doing it for a good cause, because Cuts for Kids is an event where you have people from all over the place donating bags for school and pencils and notebooks and things that you need to go to school for little kids. So it was amazing. I loved it.
Also, what's your memories of working with Casey Lennox?
Casey is wonderful. She's a really good friend of mine. She helped me a lot. She was there about, I'd say probably from 6 to 12 months before me and within that range. And she has helped me a lot. We go to shows together. We have fun. We travel. It's great. She's a person that has always been there for me in the business. And that's something that's very hard to find, I feel.
Yes, definitely a friend of the show, definitely. And she's humbled, and she's been working her ass inside of the ring, basically. And she was basically from Baltimore, basically. And she just wanted this as a teenager, to get to the to the wrestling business, and it definitely it paid off right there. And she's definitely also a good interview announcer for MLW. Yes.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yes. Yes. What's your memories of being one of Sue Young's bridesmaids?
I remember when they asked me if I wanted to do that spot. Of course, I said yes, but I didn't know what I was going into. And when we got there and they put all this makeup on and made us look like we were dead, we went to a cemetery. And I don't mean like it was like a prop. No, it was like a real cemetery from like 1850s or 1900s. And there were like tombstones and gravestones and they were broken. And it was terrifying. It was so cold outside. It was one of the creepiest things I have done. And you would see like six of us carrying a coffin while looking dead. It was insane. But I had a lot of fun that day. It was for a whole week. And it was the same week that I had finals for college. So I remember being ridiculously stressed. I would be at Impact. And as like every second that I wasn't working as one of Sue's bridesmaids, I would be in a corner studying for government like crazy. So those are good memories that you have.
Wow, that yes, that was it's just like you visiting a going to a haunted house basically. More scary
it
than
was,
that.
It was so much fun.
Right. You did an excellent job, definitely. You and Kate C. Lennis being one of their bridesmaids, definitely.
Yes, she was there with me.
And also, you was part of LAX for a while for that one of their set backstage segments also.
Yes, I was also able to work with them. They were wonderful. That was an interesting segment, but it's always great when you get opportunities to work with people that have so much more experience than you.
Yes. What's your memories of also working with Robin Reed and Marco Voa in the four-way?
That was a very interesting match. Robin Reed, Natalia Markova, and Anna Diaz. It was a good match.
Yeah.
It was a mix of a little bit of everything because we all have such different styles that I feel like it was very interesting to see how we merged together in that match.
Definitely an interesting four-way, women's four-way.
Yes, it was.
Yes. And you also had a chance to work with former NXT women's wrestler Zeta Zhang also. What was that like?
I love her. She is one of my favorite people in this planet. I was lucky enough to train with her. I had a few matches with her. A lot, actually. We had a lot of matches together. And she is one of the most wonderful people that I've ever met. She's so genuine and so much fun. One time that we met at the school, she brought this dip, like chicken dip that she made herself, and it was wonderful. I have never tried anything so delicious. It was amazing.
Aww. Yeah, she's definitely kind-hearted and definitely a that loves the wrestling business, that loves to play the heel mostly also. She definitely
mm-hmm.
Also, what was it like working with Chasen Rance?
He is very talented. Learned a lot from him. And it's always good when you get to wrestle veterans, I feel. there are so many things that you don't know in this business that people like him or any other veteran can teach you. And anytime that you get the opportunity, it's always good to, you know, sit there and listen and learn.
Yes, definitely. His name been out there for a decade, and in the Florida scene and other places like FIP, and yeah. Also, what's your memories of working with Jared Diaz? Also,
I was his first match, I believe. His first singles match. It was a lot of fun. I love wrestling with guys. It's always a different dynamic, and it's always good to put yourself in situations that are a little bit more out of your comfort zone.
Yes. Yeah, that was definitely a fun match out there, outside that he was working with. Yeah. Also, what kind of music you listen to when you in the gym training?
I like listening. It's weird. Either I'm in the mood when I'm working out. Either I'm in the mood for classic rock, like the 70s or 80s, or I just jam to Disney songs. I love Disney songs. It's just, they're so catchy, and they make you feel like just a little kid with so much energy. I love it.
Awesome. it's a small world after all. I bet you don't mind in the future if they ever had wrestling at the in the Disney theme park right there.
I would love it. There's nothing I would love more.
Also, what was it like working with Jana Rhodes?
With who, I'm sorry?
Her other name is Janae Kaya.
Janae Kaya.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. She has a really good martial arts background. So you have to watch her face because she's going to kick it if you don't watch it. But I love her. She's a really good wrestler. She's very talented and very talented in martial arts as well.
Yes. She's definitely a... athletic style, basically. Yeah, that's what they. But pro wrestling more is now is more like MMA going into pro wrestling style, and it definitely the fans is interested in all types of styles now, basically.
Right.
Right. Yes. What's your thoughts of the new promotion, All Elite Wrestling?
I think it's great. I think it's good when wrestling starts finding its way to expand itself. And there are so many talented wrestlers and so many great promotions out there that, you know, it's always good to welcome another one.
Yes. Yes, and it's definitely around the corner from you, definitely. You never know where they'll give you a call at AEW, WWE, Ring of Honor, or Impact again.
I would love to. It'll be my honor.
Yes. Yes, there's just so many opportunities now for women's wrestling everywhere. And even the indie scene, basically. I think they paved the way to bring back women's wrestling in full to the major companies like that. Like, you know, Impact, you know, they started, you know, with the Knockouts and everything once Triple H, you know, pushed so hard to bring back the women's division. And it's just been, it's like the women's revolution is basically strong throughout the United States and Japan and other places.
For sure.
Also, who would you like to work with in the future? That's on the indie scene or any other major company.
I would love to work DD. DD is such a wonderful person. She has helped me so much in this career, and she is Latina as well. So it's always good to have a presentation from different countries.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And there are so many others also in a lot of areas and stuff. Do you have any interest in going overseas, like to Japan or places like Europe or any other in the future?
For sure. I would love to wrestle out of the States. I feel like it's such a wonderful opportunity when they come your way, and I will definitely take it because there's so much to see in the world and there's so much to learn from other cultures, and I feel like traveling is one of those things that kind of force you to embed yourself in these cultures and learn from them. So I think that's a great opportunity that I would love to be a part of.
Yes. Definitely, a lot of women wrestlers are definitely doing having success in Japan at Stardom. Definitely.
Right.
Right. And it's a good thing they bringing it to the to the United States also, and for other women to get that opportunity also.
Mhm.
Yes. And thoughts of some people taking criticism of others in the wrestling business, like even with their creativity, like a Priscilla Kelly.
I am reserving my comments on that situation because I don't feel like it's my place. I would not voice them just because, you know, it's the past. What happened happened, and now it's time for people to move on and focus on different things. Because,
right.
I'm just gonna read comments.
Right. Yep. I respect that.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, and Priscilla Kelly is definitely a alumni of the Wrestling Effect, the radio show also.
Yeah.
Very nice person and talented also, and I think it should be more wrestling. All types of creativity and everything definitely bring out the best in everybody.
Right.
Yes. Also, any upcoming shows you want to plug or any other appearances?
For sure. I will be in Go Wrestling Daytona this Friday at 8, and I will be in WXW this Saturday for a battle royal. Very exciting.
Yes. Yes. I wish you good luck on that in Battle Royal this Saturday, definitely.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And where can your fans reach you?
So I have Facebook and an Instagram, and my Facebook would be Sophia Ramirez Castillo, and for Instagram, my handle is Sophie with an S, Sophie underscore Ramirez Castillo 39.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, go out to support Sophia Castillo. She's definitely the future of wrestling, and definitely go out there to support women's wrestling in general, but definitely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you can come back anytime to the show, anytime.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sophia Castillo. If you want to go for the download for the show, you can go to wrestlingisbackthradio or at Facebook at wrestlingisbacktheradio / Get Factor Entertainment Radio
page to find this episode also. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.